Welcome to this week's episode of Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. She continues this week with the I See You series as she discusses the woman in Mark 5 who was desperate for healing and reached out to touch Jesus. Here's Dr. Davis beginning with verse 30 in Mark chapter 5.
In verse 30, it goes on to say that knowing that virtue had gone out of him. In this particular passage, she experienced the dunamis power of God and she was healed. For many years, I have read this verse and focused on her experiencing the power of God and being delivered, and I thought that was it. I focused on this woman's struggle and her pain, and I miss God's purpose. I miss God's purpose because of her pain. In our own life, we miss God's purpose for our pain. The purpose of this woman's issue lies in verse 30 through 33. Verse 30, Jesus knew that his inherent power had gone out of him, and he turned about in the press and the multitude of all these people and said, "Who touched my clothes? Who touched my clothes?" The disciples in verse 31 say, "Really, Jesus? You are asking who touched you?" Verse 32 says, "And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing." At this point, you know, Jesus is fully God and fully man and is omniscient. He knows who touched him, but he looked for her in verse 32. So I want to get here and talk about his power and his authority. Jesus knew exactly at the point where his power went out of him. Dunamis power is that inherent power within Jesus that is under submission of his own authority. Even when she came to touch him, it's not like she can rob him of his power. At the point that she touched him, he allowed his power to move out of him to heal her. He knew the very situation in which she was in. He knew the condition of heart whenever she touched him. And he allowed his power to heal her. And he knew what kind of work his power performed within her, as well as the depth in which she was healed. You know, so the same thing is with evil. Evil is about us, but evil doesn't happen to us, or circumstances do not happen to us without the Lord allowing them. This is exemplified even in the example previously that we talked about with Job. The Lord had a hedge around Job. The devil had to even ask for permission to touch his stuff. He had to come to God and ask him, "Can I touch his stuff?" And the Lord gave him limits on how to deal with Job. Let's get back to the passage. In verse 33, "But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth." She told him, you know, and if you can think about this, I see her telling him how long she had suffered. I'm sure she said, "I was desperate to the point of misery and death, and I've exhausted all my circumstances, and I've exhausted every thought that I've had as a possible situation. I've tried to solve this myself. I've even gone to physician after physician, and they could not help me." But she then went on to say, "But despite all that, I believe that if I endure just one more time and I press my way through this crowd, because I've seen miracles that you have performed before, and I felt that if I just touched you, that you would heal me. You have been my Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, my healer." She experienced the power of God and she was healed. And really, in her case, that was important. You know, please don't think that I'm discounting experiencing the power of God, because experiencing the power of God is important. But in verse 32, I want to ponder on, why did Jesus ask who touched him? If you go back into the scriptures, he asked, "Who touched me?" Jesus did not have to ask who touched me. We explained just a few moments ago that he's fully God, fully man. He is omniscient. He knew who touched him and he knew what her need was. He knew at the very point in time that his virtue came out of him, and he knew for what purpose.
Suffering can be overwhelming to the point we focus more on the pain and less on God's purposes. The woman in today's commentary had suffered for many years, but when she touched Jesus, she finally found peace, freedom, and was healed. If you have questions, Dr. Davis is available to help you. You can reach her at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com. She'll be glad to talk, chat, and pray with you. Again, that's CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com. This has been a production of The Truth Project.